We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go live to the White House. Correspondent Karen Travers is there this morning and the president at a rally last night in Las Vegas, bringing up the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings and indicating that there really can be no more delays. Right, Karen?
Yeah, but at the same time, he says we'll let it play out. So the president's still continuing to express support for a process, as he's called it. He says Brett Kavanaugh is a great gentleman, a fine person. He still has confidence that his Supreme Court nominee will get confirmed. The president said last night, I think everything is going to be just fine.
Now, are we expecting this will happen next week? Could it be held up by something else?
Of course. I mean, we have no idea. There was the word late last night from the lawyers for Christine Blasey Ford that she would be willing to testify, but had quite a list of demands and things that she wants to see take place as part of this hearing. She would like to go second. She doesn't want to be in the same room as Brett Kavanaugh. She doesn't want to be questioned by outside counsel. So there's still a lot that has to be worked out. I wouldn't say anything is remotely set in stone just yet.
Okay. And on a government shutdown, the president, a lot of tweets yesterday, with the shutdown looming in 10 days, he's trying to get money for a border wall.
He is, but the Senate, Congress has come up with a compromise plan to keep the government funded past September 30th. They are punting on anything related to the Department of Homeland Security and the border wall until after the midterms. This was passed overwhelmingly the other day in the Senate, 93-7, a very large sweeping bill that funds the bulk of the government spending, almost all of it, and also has a continuing resolution to keep everything operating through December 7th. The president, of course, has to sign that. And that tweet yesterday had people a little nervous that maybe he is going to play hardball next week with the money for the border wall, because it's not happening until after the midterms. But they're hoping that cooler heads will prevail and the president will see that this is not an issue that they want to fight in October with the midterms looming so quickly.
All right, Karen. That's Karen Travers live from the White House's spending bill. Another short-term one gets passed by Congress yesterday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.